First, she changed herself. Quote, overcoming abortion stigma. End of quote. Story by Ruby Shakya. Written by Anju Shrestha. Location, Nepal. Partner organization, Beyond Aging Committee. CQC framework highlight. Safe abortion services should be readily available and affordable to all women. This means that services should be available at all levels of health facilities, which should be equipped with counseling services for safe abortion and use of contraception to prevent unwanted pregnancy. Kotaria is a village in Morang district located in the Koshi zone of southeastern Nepal. It is situated in a semi-urban area and is inhabited by people from various caste groups. Shanti Chaudhary, who is 41 years old now, was living with her happy family in Kotaria. She had 2 sons and a daughter. She was a member of the community and used to take a lead role in its activities despite not being able to read and write. Shanti's 20-year-old son, her eldest, married a 19-year-old girl. They were young and planning to continue their studies in order to establish their careers, and had no plans of having children. But after 1 year of their marriage, her daughter-in-law got pregnant accidentally and the couple decided to have an abortion without consulting their parents. After a few days, Shanti got to know about the abortion. The news stunned her as she was scared of being discriminated by the community, which stigmatized abortion. She believed that abortion was a sin and was against their cultural and societal norms. She had basic knowledge about contraception but did not know that abortion is legal in Nepal. After a few days, Shanti met Anita, the district focal person for the WHRAP South Asia Initiative in Nepal, who was seeking a community leader from her village. Anita proposed Shanti be the village focal person in the district as part of WHRAP South Asia to advocate on sexual and reproductive health and rights SRHR in their village. Shanti agreed and as a consequence got opportunities to participate in capacity building trainings, meetings, and dialogues on issues related to SRHR. Working with WHRAP South Asia made her aware. Page 9. That abortion is a choice and a woman's right. Now she regrets her initial reaction and behavior towards her son and daughter-in-law when she got to know about their abortion. With the enhanced capacity, knowledge, and a changed attitude towards abortion, Shanti now conducts community sessions in the village with mothers' groups, and shares her knowledge and experiences with them, disseminating information on issues related to safe abortion. Shanti visits all the wards of the village to spread awareness among the community women's groups. She also meets the village health post to get information about their services. She is also able to guide other women in her community about their choices with regards to SRHR. In the absence of female community health volunteers, women visit Shanti for support and information regarding abortion services. Abortion is still not a familiar or easily acceptable concept in the Nepali society. Even though safe abortion has been legalized in Nepal since 2002, people believe abortion is a crime and an immoral action. Thus it is not easy for Shanti to convince people and reduce negative attitudes toward abortion in order to exercise it safely without the fear of getting stigmatized. Sometimes she faces challenges such as mockery and hatred from her peers for her social work, uncooperative government offices, etc. Despite these barriers, she does not lose hope. She is passionate and motivated towards her work and is able to understand people's contexts. Shanti is now not only aware of SRHR, of a woman's right to make decisions about her body, and of the importance of safe abortion services, but also strong in her advocacy on these issues. She has gained the trust of local women as well. She helps women who are worried about their unwanted pregnancies with her knowledge and advice. The learning process within WHRAP South Asia has changed her mind and perception. People in the community also now understand SRHR, as well as safe abortion issues. They are not just talking about it, but are also supportive in her demands for quality sexual and reproductive health services from concerned stakeholders. This makes Shanti happy and satisfied with her work. Image. Caption. Community leader, Shanti Chaudhary. Source, BBC. End of caption. Image description. This picture represents a woman community leader from Nepal. and an image description. Page 10.